December 13th through the 19th. The Family, a Proclamation to the World. The family is central to the Creator's plan. President Dallin H. Oaks said, quote, "I believe our attitude toward and use of the Family Proclamation is a test for this generation. I pray for all Latter-day Saints to stand firm in that test," end quote. From the Plan and the Proclamation, Ensign Orleahona, November 2017. Ponder these words as you study the Family Proclamation this week. Even before we were born, we were part of a family, the family of our heavenly parents. When it came time to leave their presence, it must have been comforting to know that on earth, families would also be part of God's plan. The pattern on earth is meant to echo the perfect pattern in heaven. There are no guarantees that earthly families will be ideal or even functional. But as President Henry B. Eyring taught, families, quote, give God's children the best chance to be welcomed to the world with the only love on earth that comes close to what we felt in heaven, parental love, end quote. From Gathering the Family of God, Ensign Orleahona, May 2017. Knowing that families are imperfect and subject to attacks from the adversary, God sent His beloved Son to redeem us and heal our families. And He sent Latter-day Prophets with a proclamation to defend and strengthen families. If we follow the prophets and put faith in the Savior, even though mortal families fall short of the divine ideal, there's hope for families on earth and in heaven. Ideas for personal scripture study. The family is central to the Creator's plan. The family, a proclamation to the world, is clearly about families, but it is equally about God's plan of salvation. One way to study the proclamation is to look for what it teaches about our premortal, mortal, and postmortal life. What do you learn when you study the proclamation this way? How does this help you understand why marriage and family are essential to God's plan? See also Dallin H. Oaks, The Plan and the Proclamation, Ensign Orleahona, November 2017. Happiness in family life is most likely to be achieved when founded upon the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of paragraphs 6 and 7 of the Family Proclamation as a pattern for happiness in family life. As you read these paragraphs, identify principles of successful marriages and families. Then think about a family relationship you would like to strengthen. What do you feel inspired to do? How will you involve the Savior in your efforts? See also Richard J. Maines, Establishing a Christ-Centered Home, Ensign Orleahona, May 2011. What Matters Most, video, churchofjesuschrist.org. I will be held accountable before God for the way I treat my family. The Family Proclamation includes marvelous blessings that Heavenly Father promises for those who follow His counsel. It also includes strong warnings for those who do not. Consider making a list of the blessings and warnings you find. How are you acting on God's counsel in the proclamation? If you stood before God today, what would you be confident discussing with Him about your family relationships? What would you need to improve? See also Alma chapter 5, verses 15 through 22, Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 22 through 25, and section 93, verses 39 through 44. Can I receive the promised blessings if my family situation is less than ideal? Elder D. Todd Christofferson taught, quote, "To declare the fundamental truths relative to marriage and family is not to overlook or diminish the sacrifices and successes of those for whom the ideal is not a present reality. Everyone has gifts. Everyone has talents. Everyone can contribute to the unfolding of the divine plan in each generation. Much that is good, much that is essential, even sometimes all that is necessary for now, can be achieved in less than ideal circumstances. With confidence, we testify that the atonement of Jesus Christ has anticipated and in the end will compensate all deprivation and loss for those who turn to Him. No one is predestined to receive less than all that the Father has for His children." End quote. From Why Marriage, Why Family, Ensign Orleahona, May 2015. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Home Evening. Gender is an essential characteristic of individual premortal, mortal, and eternal identity and purpose. If it would be helpful for your family to discuss doctrine related to gender and same-sex attraction, the following resources might help. Dallin H. Oaks, Truth and the Plan, Ensign or Leah Hona, November 2018. Gospel Topics, Same-Sex Attraction, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. The Divine Plan of Happiness. To help your family see the importance of families in Heavenly Father's plan, you might write premortal life, mortal life, and life after death on three sections of a piece of paper. Search the proclamation together and write on the paper what you learn about each of these parts of God's plan. Why are families so important to God? Families can be united eternally. You could watch the video, Plan of Salvation, We're Still a Family, churchofjesuschrist.org. Search the family proclamation for truths that the young man in the video understood and that helped him have faith. Happiness in family life. To discuss how to achieve more happiness in your family life, you could sing together a song about families such as Home Can Be a Heaven on Earth, hymns number 298. What do we learn from the song and from the family proclamation that would bring more happiness to our family? How can we make sure our family is founded upon the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ? Consider picking one teaching you want to work on this week. Strengthen the family as the fundamental unit of society. How is Satan trying to weaken families in the world? How can we do our part to strengthen families? For ideas, see Sister Bonnie L. Oscarson's message, Defenders of the Family Proclamation, Ensign Leah Hona, May 2015. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline and come follow me for primary. Suggested song, Home Can Be a Heaven on Earth, hymns number 298. Improving personal study. Find God's love. President M. Russell Ballard taught, quote, "The gospel is a gospel of love. Love for God and love for one another," end quote, from God's Love for His Children, Ensign May 1988. As you read the family proclamation, consider noting or marking evidences of God's love that are especially meaningful to you. The Family, a Proclamation to the World. The First Presidency and Council of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We, the First Presidency, and the Council of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, solemnly proclaim that marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God, and that the family is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children. All human beings, male and female, are created in the image of God. Each is a beloved spirit son or daughter of heavenly parents, and as such, each has a divine nature and destiny. Gender is an essential characteristic of individual premortal, mortal, and eternal identity and purpose. In the premortal realm, spirit sons and daughters knew and worshiped God as their eternal Father and accepted His plan by which His children could obtain a physical body and gain earthly experience to progress toward perfection and ultimately realize their divine destiny as heirs of eternal life. The divine plan of happiness enables family relationships to be perpetuated beyond the grave. Sacred ordinances and covenants available in holy temples make it possible for individuals to return to the presence of God and for families to be united eternally. The first commandment that God gave to Adam and Eve pertained to their potential for parenthood as husband and wife. We declare that God's commandment for His children to multiply and replenish the earth remains in force. We further declare that God has commanded that the sacred powers of procreation are to be employed only between man and woman, lawfully wedded as husband and wife. We declare the means by which mortal life is created to be divinely appointed. We affirm the sanctity of life and of its importance in God's eternal plan. Husband and wife have a solemn responsibility to love and care for each other and for their children. Quote, "Children are an heritage of the Lord," end quote, Psalm 127, verse 3. Parents have a sacred duty to rear their children in love and righteousness, to provide for their physical and spiritual needs, and to teach them to love and serve one another, observe the commandments of God, and be law-abiding citizens wherever they live. Husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, will be held accountable before God for the discharge of these obligations. The family is ordained of God. Marriage between man and woman is essential to His eternal plan. Children are entitled to birth within the bonds of matrimony and to be reared by a father and a mother who honor marital vows with complete fidelity. Happiness in family life is most likely to be achieved when founded upon the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Successful marriages and families are established and maintained on principles of faith, prayer, repentance, forgiveness, respect, love, compassion, work, and wholesome recreational activities. By divine design, fathers are to preside over their families in love and righteousness and are responsible to provide the necessities of life and protection for their families. Mothers are primarily responsible for the nurture of their children. In these sacred responsibilities, fathers and mothers are obligated to help one another as equal partners. Disability, death, or other circumstances may necessitate individual adaptation. Extended families should lend support when needed. We warn that individuals who violate covenants of chastity, who abuse spouse or offspring, or who fail to fulfill family responsibilities will one day stand accountable before God. Further, we warn that the disintegration of the family will bring upon individuals, communities, and nations the calamities foretold by ancient and modern prophets. We call upon responsible citizens and officers of government everywhere to promote those measures designed to maintain and strengthen the family as the fundamental unit of society. This proclamation was read by President Gordon B. Hinckley as part of his message at the General Relief Society meeting held September 23, 1995 in Salt Lake City, Utah.